Swing low, sweet chariot. Swing low. But have you missed it this weekend? What are you saying? Rugby, of course. You've not missed it at all. Well, do you know what? As I watch the Six Nations and delight in it, I admit I have missed this weekend the nerves, as England have played, but not at least given in yet. But you see, why have they got a gospel song as their anthem? What are they doing? Why are they singing some of the themes that we've been talking about tonight? What is it about these songs? Well, I think we love singing some of these songs for some of the reasons that actually the themes of freedom, the Jordan River, going over the other side and carry me home are all things that many of us resonate with in life. I believe some of these songs capture some of the big themes in life. It's great. The fight for freedom over slavery. Facing an obstacle and conquering it. Longing for a better life, a life of blessing, prosperity and security, and the attraction of home. All of these themes, I think, are innate in us. They're part and parcel of who we are. But you see, I think sometimes we spend our lives going, always look on the bright side of life. Very good. But the truth is this, I think that's a little kind of let's cross our fingers and hope with a wishful thinking that's not safe and secure that you hear in these spirituals. The difference is this, in these spirituals, as we've heard, as we talk about the Jordan River, it's often representing the spiritual borderland between now and the hereafter. But the question is always, how do we cross over? How do we get there? Imagine, we're here and we want to get there. How do we do it? How do we get from one side to the other? Here represents persecution and slavery, not home. How do we get there to that place of freedom and blessing? How do we get here? For the England rugby team, as they sing that song, I don't know, in 2015, I think it was very true. This idea of we need to go home. And they did very early, sadly. But for many across the generations, the hope of heaven in the face of the here and now has been important and key. But you say, but why bother? Actually, I do enjoy life. My family, my friends, my health, wealth and happiness here and now. I am free compared to the 18th century slaves. I feel so much better off. Why do I need a gospel hope? Why do I need to sing these songs when it feels like actually I'm home already? Well, our Bible story that we've just read highlights one of the big, shocking things. It answers the big question of how we must get to heaven or how we do get to heaven. I'm going to take my hat off before I get too hot. But let's answer that question. How do we get there from here? And I need help. I need a young person, Esther, and I need someone who's older. I'm not going to say old person because none of you put your hand up. We need someone that's older. Older. There's no one older than you here, Esther. It's not a surprise. Anyway, here we go. We're going to pick on someone. Come on, Jack, you're older. No, you're too young. Go on, sit down. Poor Feezy, you're old. Come on. The truth is this. Is in the story we get a picture. Jesus gives us a shock. He puts the youngster against, well, the adult, the mature. Go on, sit, no, stay. Well, the truth is this, is actually as he talks about the situation, he deals a shocking blow. I don't know about you, but I get annoyed when children win. Do you get annoyed when children win? Do you, you know when you're, you know, I've got a 12-year-old. I start playing chess with him and he's starting to get to the point at which I'm actually worrying. I'm halfway through and kind of going, do you know what? I shouldn't have probably said yes. It's a humbling experience. Or maybe it's 10-pin bowling when they beat you, but then you kind of say, well, at least you've got the sides up. That's the reason. When you know in full, well, you probably would have lost otherwise. But the truth is this, Jesus pits the youngster with the older, more mature, and he says this, let me deal you a deathly blow to your plans and hopes of getting to heaven. He says, be like this, young and having it all and being mature. He says, no, be like this, be like a child. That's where we start our story. We start as Jesus blesses the young children. You see, this was no political move. This was no kind of cheap vote winner, no gesture to be inclusive. No, Jesus was packing a powerful punch. He said this, verse 17, truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. Not and never are not nice words, are they? Do you like hearing not and never? No, Paul, do you like hearing? Not and never. That's what Jesus said. He says, no. Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it. Not and never. That's the picture. Well, the kingdom belongs to who? To the child. That's the picture we get here. Unless we receive it like a little child. And you've got this picture that then Jesus turns round as if to say, and here's not a child, a rich ruler. That's the next story he comes to in the Bible. As if by coincidence, and we know it's not, Jesus turns to an upstanding ruler who earnestly seeks to do good. He's done amazing things in his life to gain eternal life. One who has followed the rules and the commandments he lists out. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it. That's what Jesus, in essence, tells the rich ruler. You see, if there was someone who earned or deserved heaven, it was him, the rich ruler. He'd done everything, and everybody was puzzled when Jesus was asked, what do I need to do to get to heaven? And Jesus challenges him. He says, we spend our lives going from here to there. We move from our dependence to independence. We move from immaturity, although, Esther, you're very mature, but You get the picture. Immaturity to maturity. We move from being childish to grown up. We move from poor to rich. And what does Jesus say? What does he challenge us to do? He says you need to do the opposite. Jesus turns everything upside down. He says undo all that you've basically done as a rich ruler. Give it away. Become like a child. That's the key to crossing the water. That's the key to get over the other side. That's the key to enter the promised land. You must become like a child. You must become dependent, poor, at least in spirit. So Jesus looked at him and he said, how hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. Indeed, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. Esther, have you ever tried to put a camel through a needle? Why not? Because it won't fit. Have you not heard of a blender? No, don't go there, sorry. What, can you erase that? Sorry, that's insensitive. Animal cruelty and all that. But the picture is stupid, really. It is daft. You wouldn't ever put a camel through the eye of a needle. It's daft. You wouldn't even think about it, would you, Esther? No. Why not? Well, Jesus is using that picture to say, it's impossible. It's daft. You see, that's the point. I struggle to get a tiny piece of cotton through the eye of a needle, let alone a camel. But that's the message. It's that rich or poor, salvation is actually not just unlikely. It's impossible. In the words of our Negro spiritual, crossing the Jordan, getting to the other side is unachievable. It's impossible for you and me, for you and you. Those who heard it, verse 26, said, who then can be saved? Jesus replied, what's impossible for mortals is possible for God. Roll, Jordan, roll. I want to get to heaven when I die to hear Jordan roll. Getting to the other side. How do we do it? Well, it's nothing that we do. It's only possible with God. It's not achieved in our own strength. We need God's help. We need to be humble like a child, not deserving, but grateful and dependent on others. We need to start again, as it were, this time with God. Go and take a seat. The picture is there. I don't know whether you enjoyed, I guess you enjoy music. Did you watch the Grammys this last week? Did you watch, some of you watched the, not, no, don't do that kind of music. If you watched the Grammys and you'd have seen, you know, the latest up-and-coming stars and particularly, just I was gobsmacked as Adele came up once, twice, three times. I think she came up four times. Time and time, she basically won everything, I think, something like that, anyway. And she's amazing, amazing voice, a great singer. But what amazed me most, and I thought this was a powerful picture, is at one point she was singing singing a tribute to George Michael. Did anybody watch this? She was singing a tribute to George Michael, and halfway through it, she stopped, basically. Admittedly, she swore, and basically said, can I start all over again, please? Can I start it all over again? And they did. They started it all over again. Well, I wonder whether this picture of the young child and the rich ruler, the man who had done everything for God and the child who'd done nothing, basically, I wonder whether that picture shocks you to the point that, like Adele, you go, hang on a second, I need to start singing all over again. I need to realize that actually what I have been doing is living the life of the rich ruler, basically thinking I've ticked all the boxes, but in reality, knowing that we need to become more like the child who in humility and in dependence on God turns around and goes, it's impossible. I can't do anything but depend on you, God. That's the picture. Put it another way, it's like being in The Voice. As you sit there, do you know, you sing your little heart out and people have sat there. Yeah, you've listened to me sing and you've not bothered turning around. That's what I dream of. And then kind of going, oh. Have you seen that? It's shocking and devastating. My heart goes out for these people who sing. But actually, I think there are some who will do that on the day that Jesus returns. Those who've said, look, I've done everything for you. I've offered my best. But God doesn't turn around, for it's not good enough. In reality, he turns around and says, I sent my son. You needed to become like a child, looking to me to get you across the river, not trying to do it yourself. That's the difference. Well, how do we get there? Well, the end of our passage tells us, Peter said this, look, we've left our homes, we've followed you. We've given up so much for you, Jesus. And Jesus turns around and says, truly I tell you, there's no one who has left house or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God who will not get back very much more in this age and in the age to come, eternal life. That's not an invitation, by the way, just to leave your family and friends. And no, it's saying this. Like the rich man who had everything, Jesus says, I don't want you to have everything. I don't want you to tick off what you've done. I want you to come to me like a child, receiving what is ultimately a gift. You can't earn, you can't deserve, you haven't got, but I have given you. Receive it like a child. That's the picture. For this age and the age to come, we need to find freedom. And how are we going to find that freedom? We're going to find it in the God who gave us a hand to get over the river. I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Too high, isn't it? I know about that. A band of angels coming after me, coming for to carry me home. I want to leave you with a thought. And the picture is this. If you want to go home, heaven, that's the picture. If you want to get across Jordan, it's actually the band of angels that will carry you home. Not you fighting the water. Not you trying to wade in. Not you trying to get any other way across. Will you let God carry you home? Well, there's an opportunity. If you want to find out more, I'd love to speak to you. There's a booklet as well as you leave. So who is this? Jesus. He is the one through whom God will carry us home. This hope that we sing of in the gospel messages. Let me finish with a prayer. Maybe something that struck a chord tonight. Maybe that challenge of being like a child rather than the rich ruler who seemed to have everything. Let's spend a moment asking for God to help us to see how to get over the other side of the Jordan, and for us to put our hope in the God who carries us home. Heavenly Father, thank you that you love us. Thank you that you've provided a way across the river. That actually the way across the river is in Jesus, who carries us home. Help us and guard our hearts from being like the rich ruler who think that we can achieve and we can do things. We can please you in any way that earns or deserves our way to heaven. Guard our hearts from that. Help us to see that it is impossible for us to achieve, but it is possible for us to achieve with you. Help us to be like a child in that childlike dependence. Amen.